recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend.
Get it on.
Looking at some questions up there that were just on the topic we were talking about.
Let's get through it.
Talking about divorce off the air. Yeah. And Steve's up there from Tampa. Has some questions about that. And married but having emotional affairs with coworkers. Question about Dr. Drew. And wants to know how you vet some of those guys with those diets and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm interested in that as well. So a lot of interesting calls. Let's see. Let's just talk to Dave over here. He's been on hold for a while. Dave, 48, Maryland.
Dr. Drew, Adam, get it on.
Get it on, man. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you guys are both talk about research. People come on and make claims, whether medically, diets, or any kind of claims. And Dr. Researcher's go-to, appropriately so, is, you know, show me the data, show me the research. So as a layperson, you know, you read these research abstracts that are kind of high level, and they actually kind of make sense to a layperson, but you quickly dive into the research paper, and it's high, it's heavy statistics, it's laden in, very technical language.
Yeah, the bigger problem is not reading the literature. It's having a familiarity for all the literature that's being published in the area and seeing how this particular, whatever it is you're looking at, fits into the landscape of literature. So it's really hard for an average person to do that unless they're, reading the scientific literature. So reading a piece of literature does not tell you very much because science is all about disproving things, right?
Yeah, so Adam kind of made the obvious observation a couple shows ago about, trusting a smoking research from Philip Morris as to the addiction properties or health benefits or lack of benefits from smoking. And if you're to read that research, there's no problem at all smoking.
You have to consider the source. When the NFL is conducting studies on brain trauma and they find no correlation between repeated hits to the skull and Alzheimer's or lack of, early onset dementia or whatever it is and suicidal this and that and the other, consider the source. Look at smoking. Consider the source when R.J. Reynolds is going to do the research, and then consider the source when Rob Reiner is going to do the research on the other end of the spectrum, right?
If there's research, then there's research. I mean, people always go, drug companies are funding the research, which they fund just about everything that's research.
Right, but
if you have a legitimate organization whose reputation is, without beyond reproach, it doesn't matter where they get their money source from. They're
Dave,
gonna
I'm going to make you an expert right now.
Great, I like it.
All right. Almost everything, if you just kind of quiet all the noise in your head and somebody says, geez, these guys are having repeated head traumas from peewee football all the way through their mid-30s, a constant through practice, through football, every day being concussed, over and over again. And then somebody goes, yeah, no problemo. we're basically meant to do that.
Yeah.
That's how we're designed. No, there's no – we found – no negative effects in terms of brain function. And you go, some of these guys are killing themselves when they're 50 and stuff like that. Yeah. But there's still nothing. There's no connection to this very bizarre thing that a very limited percentage of society does. And then these guys not knowing their birth date when they're 51.
Yep.
So there's a part of you that just goes, I bet it's not good for your brain to keep mashing it into other people's brains via helmet thousands of times, over the course of a career. And then you go the other part of it, and you go, that guy has lit that cigarette, and he's inhaling it and blowing it out. He's sucking in smoke. Can't be good for you. I don't know what it does, but if you ask me, hey, who would live longer, the guy who smoked 30 or 40 of those a day and the guy who didn't, I'd rather go, I'm putting my money on the guy who doesn't. And then if you go, well, Rob Reiner says 56,000 Americans are dying from what that guy exhales because they worked at a bar. whether that guy was smoking. I'd go, that's as many Americans died in Vietnam. That seems like too. No, I don't know anybody who died of that. That doesn't make sense to me. You'll make sense of everything. You will also, you just take something like fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables. And then some point Vinny comes in and goes, yeah, you know when you take pineapple, yeah, and banana, yeah, and coconut juice, yeah, and you put it in the blender with some ice, yeah, doesn't that taste good? Tastes real good. As a matter of fact, I'd probably rather have that than a Coke or a Pepsi. Yeah.
Or than a scoop of ice cream.
You know when I steam some broccoli? Yeah. And you put it in your mouth? Yeah. How's that taste? Not as good. Not nearly as good. Mm-hmm. Guess which one makes you fat and is not great for your liver, and then which one is fine to eat as much as you want to. But it said fruits and vegetables, so I took two bananas and a bunch of dingleberries and some coconut and some pineapple, and I cut up some papaya, and I made myself an all-natural, oh, and some sherbet. It's not ice cream. It's sherbet. That's different, right? It's better. Oh, I put a little froyo in there. It's not ice cream, Drew.
Yes, no, of course not.
It's abbreviated.
Yes.
Short for frozen yogurt.
Yes.
And
it's got yogurt right there.
I call it a tropical blend smoothie.
We call it a health drink.
It's a health drink.
Health shake.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting fatter, because this thing tastes amazing. Now, I'm not an idiot. I'm not drinking a root beer.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm drinking a blender full of this. Okay. Well, that thing tastes pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And guess what's making you fat? That thing that's super sweet. Now, you can read all the research papers you want, but when I remember, like, I remember going to the Jamba Juice and going, well, I'm going to get an orange, banana, pineapple smoothie. I'm going to keep it healthy. I'm not going to get the chocolate or vanilla shake. I'm going to keep it healthy. Now, of course, I can get the 19-ouncer because I'm going healthy here.
I want all the micronutrients.
I want all the micronutrients. And go ahead and give me a nutrient blast. Just add a nutrient blast over there. And nutrient blast.
Make sure it's sweet.
Yeah, but it's got to be the sweet stuff. But it's from honey. It's honey-based.
Yeah, it's honey-based.
It's honey-based, so it's good for you. It's got carob.
And yogurt and carob.
It's got yogurt. This is sherbet, Drew. Everything that ends with a gert, like sherbet, yogurt, is good for you. You understand?
Yes.
Ice cream, no gert.
No gert. Mm-mm.
You know it has yogurt? No, it's like saying, yo, gert.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Has to be.
You can't. What's the first letter of good for you?
G.
What's the first letter of gert?
G.
All right.
Oh, it has
well,
to
now
be
you know. Sherbert. Yo, gert.
Can you imagine if your mom were still active with those ideas?
Right.
She'd be. Oh.
So then it becomes a pretty simple rule, which is, well, now if it tastes good and it's not savory, that's kind of the angle. It's probably making you fatter. All right.
Here's something that you'll look good in when you
take my advice and stay away from the girts.
That's what I'm talking about. Stay away. From, no girt. Birdwell Beach Britches. See the first one, the Birdwell? B. Beach? B.
That's
britches,
right.
B. B. Be good.
Be good.
Handcrafting their products since 1961 here in California. They look as great as they always did. It's legendary quality. Everybody out here knows them, and I'm excited to be representing them. I tell you, I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend, and I was kind of panicked thinking of wearing these damn bathing suits. But you go to the Birdwell store, people often show up there in the same birdies they've been wearing for decades there because they're guaranteed for life. Built for surfing, but perfect for any activity. I was a lifeguard back in the day. I wore the uniform was red Birdwell's. Their proprietary two-ply nylon, inspired by the sails of the boats anchored in Newport Beach. 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with that lifetime guarantee and free shipping over $99. All you got to do to get that 10% off, go to birdwell.com, birdwell.com. Use the discount code ADS at checkout. That is discount code ADS at checkout at birdwell.com.
All right. Lots of good calls. So everyone just hang tight. Let's talk to Alan, 43, from Baltimore. Alan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Emotional affairs at work?
Yeah. So I met this woman a little over a year ago. I've been married for 17 years. The last couple of years have been a little bit rough. And we are seeing somebody. And, you know, ran into this person at a meeting and I definitely sensed the connection, and I've run into her a couple of other times. And then at some point, we started texting each other, and, you know, we've seen each other once or twice out of work. And again, just a friendly situation, but nothing more than that. And just starting to get a little worried about it, because I do enjoy it a lot. I do, like, sort of get a, not like a sexual charge, but I like the connection with the person.
What's going on with your marriage?
Well, you know, we've not been having a great connection lately. And,
why?
You know, this.
Why?
She's not a particularly sort of nice and loving person. So that's been sort of tough. And I do, you know, a ton of stuff around the house. And so there's not really a lot of equitability there.
Is she depressed?
Yeah, definitely.
Has she, you know, that age, menopausal hormone replacement. I'm telling you, it can make all the difference in the world sometimes. It's ignored often. Physicians don't pay attention to it, but it can be one of the leading causes of depression right at your wife's age. And I, honest to God, she can be restored to normal and less irritability, less negativity, all that stuff you're experiencing. And that it might have a biological basis, or it might just be a straight-up depression. So let's get her properly treated, number one. Number two, your little bullpen there is sort of playing with fire, it seems to me. I mean, you're moving away from the marriage actively when you do that. And it's just, you know, a trigger, you know, a hair trigger away from real trouble.
Lynette's lucky that I never sense a connection with any woman.
You've never
assume they don't like me.
Even your wife.
Well, it's a double-edged sword, this connection. The sensing a connection thing is definitely a double-edged sword. But I never...
You know what's interesting? There was some data that just came out on oxytocin, right? Oxytocin is the love hormone. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out men, when oxytocin doesn't work well under the influence of testosterone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make you bonding. But it does do one thing to men that are in a committed relationship. It makes them avoid other women.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them a little more connected to their primary relationship, and it makes them stay away from women. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. You know, I travel around alone all the time and stay in hotels all the time and meet hundreds of people after the show and stuff. And I never sense a connection. I never sense a connection when you come up and go, I worship the ground you walk on, and my number one guy, and they hug you, and they're drunk and stuff like that. I still don't sense a connection.
You have to be open to it. You don't want to be open to it because you don't want the consequences, number one. And number two, in this day and age, you know what I mean? Even if you show a willingness to kind of hang out or something, you could all go bad in terms of being misinterpreted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So staying closed, I think, is the right way to be. And plus, who wants you don't want the train leaving the station. I've told you that many times with passion.
Mm-hmm. You mean you want to hit that dining?
Yeah.
Dining car?
Right.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is you also have to be in a mode, which I'm always in, when I'm working or traveling or whatever, which is, let's just get on to the next thing. Where are we going? What's next?
Yeah,
finish the show? The show.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
What a hassle to be entertaining somebody. Like, they're trying to have a conversation. You've just been talking for an hour and a half on the stage.
Well, you know what I think the problem is for people? I think it feels good and or they need it.
You're talking about what's happening with Alan?
Well, what's happening with Alan is a human being who would like some attention.
Yeah.
And I heard what he was saying, which is, he's playing by the rules. He's taking care of stuff around the house. Yeah. He's doing all the things that they complain that the husband doesn't do, you know, and all the stupid commercials and everything. And his wife's a little depressed, and it's a weird thing, the depression, because it's really hard to look at the person as, hey, that person's depressed, have sympathy for the person. Yeah. All you know is you just went and fixed the washer dryer machine all Saturday, and she just walked past you and never even grunted, you know.
Maybe did, but with some negativity.
And that's her depression. Yeah. Yeah. And you're feeling hurt that she didn't recognize what you just did on a Saturday. And I agree with Drew. Get the depression handled.
Yep. Yep, yep.
I agree. All right. So let's see. going through a divorce. And speaking,
hey, you've
on
got
theme.
A reasonable doubt little nod there.
No, I'll get to that.
But hold
end.
On a second. Oh, maybe tomorrow. I'll talk about something Garagos tweeted.
Oh, something Garagos tweeted?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big conversation. We have to get
it's
into
a big conversation?
About the
I'll
NFL
get it tomorrow.
And stuff. Yeah,
okay. Somebody beat a ticket. Somebody wants to know about they're going through a divorce. Let's talk to Steve, 45 Tampa. Steve?
Hey, guys. Get it on.
Good on, man.
Hey, yeah. Like you already know, I'm going through a divorce right now, and frankly, probably should have done it years ago, but I blame you, Adam, because I've been listening to you for years, and you really kind of spoke to me in terms of keeping the family together and keeping the kids two-parent family, which I felt was important. But after talking things through with my therapist and kind of explaining a little bit about what I've been going through the last several years, she's convinced that my ex-wife has narcissistic personality disorder. And whenever I did some research on it, you know, Drew would tell you it's not the nicest thing to be dealing with. And she just checked off every block. Never been diagnosed, refuses to go to any kind of therapy because part of the disorder is that there's nothing wrong with you. The whole world is wrong. Anyway, I stayed in the marriage and finally we're calling it quits after all this time after caught her in several affairs, among other things. Mm. I've been verbally and emotionally abused for years, and Drew, I'm sure you know all about that. Mm-hmm. But really, Adam, just
yeah, his wife's
you,
kind of a ball buster. Hey, I don't know why he knew
well,
that.
I guess what I'm asking, Adam, is that you've been telling me, you know, I felt kind of personal a little bit as well as the world. Hey, you know, stick in there for the kids, stick in there for the family and whatnot. At what point do you just say, now's the time to stop? You just can't do it no more. It's
also, you're a financial planner. You know this is not a great financial move either.
So here's the deal. He's a financial planner?
Right. Am I right?
I'm a consultant.
Oh. Wait, how do we know this?
He's called before. And he called, before. He called before when you'd broken up and gotten back together with him.
Oh, that story, yeah.
Drew knows stuff. No, that's not me. That's not me.
You sure?
Yeah,
consultant.
Sure.
So not in the financial world?
No.
Okay, Drew.
You're not a CFP?
I am not.
Okay. All right. Drew's rarely wrong, but in this case, he is. It takes a big man to admit when his partner's wrong. And Drew's wrong. Now, moving forward. So, Steve, first off, if someone is verbally abusive or physically abusive and having multiple affairs, I never argue for that relationship, number one. Number two, though, there is a thing. I thought of it today, and I wanted to bring it up to you. It's one of those stupid adages, and I don't buy it. Like when people go, oh, believe me, the kids know what's going on. They can sense what's going on. Like they got, and everyone just goes, oh yeah, no, they know.
Well, they may
like,
know they exactly know. What's
they
going
know.
On.
They know what's going on.
They know if there's a mess.
No. Quiet now.
Okay.
Because they'll do this thing where they go, obviously, if you're getting divorced, the kids know what's going on. But I'm saying, like, when you're talking and you're going, I'm not getting along with my wife, and then there's some negativity there and whatever, and they go, oh, no, those kids, they know, they can sense. Believe me, they know what's going on. They can sense. They're absorbing it, like through osmosis and stuff. And I was just thinking about it today, and I just thought, that's fucking bullshit. Like, I've been in fights with my wife. We're rip shit at each other, but we didn't yell at each other in front of the kids.
Right.
And we were pissed for days. You know what I mean? Like not talking for a number of days. And
your kids
whatever
pick
it is.
That up?
No, not really, because she's actually really cool in front of the kids and I'm really cool in front of the kids and we're not doing it in front of the kids. Oh, listen. I don't know if the difference between kids, coworkers, whatever. We all are going have our moments and our thoughts and our ups and downs and our whatever it is. I don't know. In front of the kids, it's mom's cool, dad's cool, we're cool together, and there is no, you know, there is no vibe of hostility or whatever it is.
Steve, and then, kids?
Yes.
Two kids.
Two together.
Now, if your mom is throwing, if mom is throwing an ashtray at you, then it's going to be hard to hide that from the kids if they're around. You know what I mean?
Well, and he's asking, you know, what are the thresholds after which you don't go back? I mean, there's certain, if you can't find forgiveness, if there's multiple affairs and you've tried to forgive and yet this keeps happening, I mean, how can you possibly feel safe in the relationship? Then it becomes purely a financial question. Do we just stay married in name only? Do we have some sort of semblance of family to kind of maintain something for the kids and then go our ways? You know, it becomes sort of pragmatic questions at that point. How do you manage this?
Steve?
You're managing a sick person. That's what you're doing, managing a sick person.
And it's exhausting, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah,
and it's also not fair. We have a society that's kind of set up to punish the person that pays their taxes, mm-hmm. plays by the rules, and is fair. Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing, but you have that feeling of like, I'm not breaking any rules. I'm the one who's playing by the rules. Why am I tasked with this? You know, why do I have to take care of this person or be? It's kind of a weird. As the person who essentially is the able-bodied person who's, you know, sound of mind and body, you sort of get punished by the person. And our society, whether it's divorce courts or the ladies that lunch or the fellas that lunch, we don't do a very good job of supporting the person that is doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It's sad that we've built a society that sort of supports the narcissistic person who's going to take half your house.
Well, we've created a whole legal system.
Oh, and a whole legal system well.
Yeah.
So, Steve, obviously there's no answer here. I would say to her, may we seek some counseling.
Well, they're in therapy, right?
He's in therapy.
I'm in therapy, and we're in the middle of a divorce, and again, dealing with her illness in terms of the narcissism. I mean, you know, everything my fault, not playing by the rules.
Right.
Here's the deal. Here's my argument, or here's my discussion with her. Kids, and more kids.
What do you mean?
We're done. We're getting divorced.
Yeah, we got to do what's right for the
kids. That's us. We're adults. Yeah. Now, what we have to do is create the best environment possible for those kids. And the best environment we could create for them is us getting along and being civil to one another and not doing the horrible things that people
do.
Oh, you know, you tell your mother she's a whore because she cheated, and you tell her father, I don't want to talk to him unless he's, you know, whatever. It's so weird and taxing. And by the way, you want to talk about selfish. Mm-hmm. It's so narcissistic and selfish.
But this woman is narcissistic.
Well, yeah, and now you're going to have to see what you can do. My parents would not be in the same yard together for the first 20 years of their whatever, and it was so taxing and weird, like, for the kids, you know? Like, they couldn't drop you off and knock on the other person's door. They had to, like, drop you off and barely stop their car. You'd jump out and do a shoulder roll. If there was an event, like, it's so weird because if there was something, somebody, an event or something where both of them should have normally gone, it was like, who's going to go? They can't go. They can't both go. It was so weirdly taxing, you know?
Yes. Like,
and it's so weird and selfish to not go, look, you and me, we didn't work out, but let's just fake it a little twice a month. We don't have to go on a cruise. We just have to, like, be sent to act like adults a couple times a week, you know, on the behalf of the kids. No?
Yes.
Bridge too far? All right. A nightstand too far? Father's Day coming up. Drew, I know it's a big over-the-top fireworks show for Dr. Drew all he's done for his family. I'm celebrated as a conquering hero in my house. I get carried in like a Cleopatra. I'm throwing grape leaves at everyone.
You have a little carrying sort of booth on top of somebody's shoulders.
No, there's four guys.
Four guys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The single guy. We tried that.
Didn't work so good.
Oh, no. Back. You want to talk about the lower back?
Yeah.
Once he got me up, he was okay. It was lowering me down to the floor.
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough. You can't do that forever.
Yes, I return like a conquering hero to my home where I'm celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrated.
Father's Day.
Duly celebrated. Yep.
Well,
now.
You'll have a nightstand.
I already do have a nightstand. NYTSTND. This stuff is good stuff. Organize and charge. And they make the best-selling quad dock that charges everything Apple. They have over 20 different models, and you can charge two devices up to 10 devices per dock and charge your iPhone, iPads, Apple Watches, and more. Just everything good. Made in the USA, not in China. Beautifully handcrafted. Started by a young entrepreneur couple here in America. Again, not in China, here in America. They have Android solutions available, too, and wireless solutions as well. Just the best. Yep. Yeah. What do you think, Matt?
Take advantage of Adam and Dr. Drew's exclusive Prepare for Father's Day sale. For our listeners only, get 15% off any order over $80 by using the promo code ADS at checkout. Go to nightstand.com. That's NYTSTND.com and get that perfect gift.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, 59, Rochester. Where, Drew? Minnesota?
New York.
Western
Remember that
New York.
Big yes. argument we had?
Yes, I do.
Shouldn't be too. Here we go.
Western New York.
There you go, man.
That's a long time ago, by the way.
Drew, are you real, doctor?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
What's
Adam,
oh,
we are simpatico. I had to call you. I was going to call you during the A show, but I figured Drew should be there to hear this because I started riding motorcycles. I was stationed in San Diego at the Naval Base, and I bought my first bike in 1980. And I've been riding ever since. And I got this ticket 2 years ago. First moving violation in the 37 years I've been riding. And I was out of my mind, pissed off at the cop. It was a county sheriff. And he was a young Irish kid with a hot temper and not much experience. And he gave me these two tickets. And apparently I pissed him off because I wasn't giving him the answers that he wanted to hear.
Well, what did he say you did?
Well, to make it short, there's construction going on in the area. I'm on my bike leaving work. It was a nice sunny day, just like today here. I went to the right of some traffic control cones because they had two turn lanes, and both lanes turned left, and they had to shut down the right lane because the right lane of the main expressway they're working on, you can't access it because it's under construction. So they shut down the right lane. Well, I went to the right of the cones to make a right-hand turn, and that's what he pulled me over for, which, again, not a big deal, minor moving violation. The problem was he started arguing with me about the attributes of the intersection as to why the traffic cones are there and why you can turn right and turn left. And of course, after riding for 37 years and never having a moving violation, I kind of knew I had the upper hand, but at the same time, he's a cop, you're supposed to be polite, blah, blah, blah. So after he decides he's going to give me the ticket on the moving violation, he comes back from looking at his computer in his car, and he decides he's looking at my valid inspection sticker on the front fork, and he says, where'd you get that sticker from? So I kind of tilted my head sideways, as you would, and I said, what are you talking about? And he says, that inspection sticker, that's not valid. And I go, it's a 2017 sticker. I got it 3 weeks ago.
I don't think they have those out here.
Well, to make a long story short, New York State, your motorcycles don't get linked up like your emission control gets hooked up. You know, they hook in the computer wire. They run you through the system. Your emissions have to pass no dummy lights. With motorcycles, you strictly got to have the horn works, the light works. Boom, they put a sticker on it, and you're good to go.
What was your first bike in 1980?
I was a Sportster.
Oh, it was a Harley.
I bought it from a sailor. You know, he bought it in Hawaii. He sold it to me for like $2,100.
Hold on. Oh, boy. That guy talks more than I do.
I don't think that's possible, but he got close.
I was walking down the street over here yesterday and passed a guy on my first motorcycle.
Wow.
Not the bike, but a Honda 404. I was like, oh, it's 4-in-1 pipes, Honda. Same bike. Had a little flashback memory. Mike?
Yeah.
Just because we don't got that kind of time, you fought it, you took it to court, and you beat it?
I beat the inspection sticker. I wanted to prove the cop didn't know the law because he had no right writing the ticket. He wrote right on the deposition. I told him right to his face that was a chicken shit ticket. He wrote it on the deposition. I just thought you wanted to know. Thanks to you, I looked him right in the face and said it's a chicken shit ticket. And, you know, the judge wasn't happy about that. But to make a long story short, I pretty much proved in court that he didn't know the law about the inspection sticker, and I got off on the inspection sticker, but I still got the moving violation. But it was a win-lose, win-win kind of thing. But
all right. Look, I'm all for fighting everything all the time.
I don't think you've ever told a cop, though, that he gave you a chicken shit ticket, though, have you?
My feeling with cops are situations with guys who have guns and could possibly shoot you without any kind of retribution.
Right.
Now, whether it's a cop or a neighbor or a pool man or my wife or Drew or anybody, my plan is to try to get out of this encounter with the least amount of bullet holes possible. Right. Like, my thing is, like, look, if you're arguing with someone in a liquor store parking lot and that guy has a gun, comply.
Yeah.
The cop has a gun and can shoot you and probably not go to prison. At least the other guy's got a threat of going to prison. So be especially nice to him. And then when you get done, go talk to Mark Garagos, get your shit in order, and we'll see you in court. But I'd like to see you in court, not see you in corpse. Damn it, my nose isn't working good enough for a good
shot. Not a big enough sniff.
Shit. Fucking deviated. Matt, sniff for me. Come on.
Oh, man, he's got a good one.
Hold on, hold on. Let me tee you up. Time it. Let me tee you up. I would like to see you in court, not see you in corpse. Nice.
Hey, I want to tell everybody about TheraWorks Relief. This is a group I actually work with.
I need some for my nose.
You'll see me advocating this stuff because it is good, and I particularly like the fact this is a foam you put on your skin, and it avoids the need to take medication, which people do all the time for muscle cramps, and it's just not necessary. The medicines are sedating. They're addicting, some of them, and they're deeply concerning. So I was very much ready to get behind this group. TheraWorks Relief, it's topical foam, clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. And with daily use, TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before they start. So you foam it on twice a day. Your nighttime cramps, your daily cramps do not happen. You don't need a prescription, just minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly. It's been used for years. They've used it for infection control for years and years. They used to rub it all over babies for years at a time. No adverse effect. TheraWorks Relief today at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Or you can see it at TheraWorksRelief.com, TheraWorks, TheraWorksRelief.com. Speak to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief. The pharmacists are excited about it, too. Experience relief for muscle cramps for yourself. Just put that foam on twice a day, and you will not have them any longer. Lots of people suffer with that at night. You'll be surprised how much improvement you get.
Brandon, 31 Baltimore.
Yes.
I want to ask Drew a question about a China study book.
Yeah. Get it on, guys.
Yeah, man.
So, Dr. Drew, you've been talking. I was just listening to you and you guys have Vinny Tortorich in the studio, and you talking about your diet, eating all the hard-boiled eggs and the bacon and everything. Mm-hmm. So I've been wanting to lose an extra 20 pounds, and I was thinking about it, but I'm in the midst of reading this book called The China Study, which seems to make a really compelling case that eating a diet of even more than 10% of animal protein could potentially cause all kinds of cancer.
Yeah,
and I was
wondering if you ever heard. There's all kinds of stuff that's been flying around like that. And Vinny's actually going to do a documentary bringing in all sides on these arguments. And you're going to see the data is pretty flimsy. It's not good. But I can't certainly recommend these kinds of diets because of data like that that's flying around.
I can't recommend your kind of diet.
I can't recommend the carnivore diet because there is some data like that flying around. It's not been thoroughly disproven, though it is not nearly as cohesive as it's often been presented. Even as it pertains to cholesterol and the whole cholesterol story and the coronary story and whether, you know, how animal fats contribute to that. Have you noticed? Just look at the story of eggs. Eggs are going to kill you. No eggs, no yolks. Now 3 yolks a day are fine. I mean, I
literally heard a story this morning just on the radio where they're just like, oh, the best thing you can eat is an egg. And it's like just the amount of stories we've heard about eggs.
Yeah, just eggs. Just think of
when
eggs.
I was young, it was like you can have 3 a week, up to 3
maybe,
a week, but not
maybe,
over 3
if you
a
have
week.
To.
You shouldn't. Yeah, and then remember the yolk.
Yeah, right. No yolk, and so that's gone completely backwards. So when it comes to nutrition, it's too complex to really hang your hat on any specific set of data and go, "That's it." Again, I'd refer you to Kate Shanahan. She's amazing. She's a well-trained biochemist. We had her in here, if you remember.
Yeah.
And she says it's too complicated.
I don't like her.
She says, I can't say anything about anything except I can say you should be putting tallow and nut vegetable oil in those burners because that stuff does cause cancer. So
I don't like that chick.
Why?
because she was talking about the polyunsaturated fats or whatever. And it's like, it's in chips, it's in cookies, it's in crackers.
Yeah, she said it should just be the animal fat.
It's in everything. Yeah. And then after the show, she's like, do you eat a lot of that? And I was like, no, never. Oh, you look like you have some. And I'm like,
well, that was because when you were 20 pounds up.
I was 20 pounds up, but nobody, the one thing I don't do is go, where are the Hydrox? Like,
I think maybe you misinterpreted what she meant.
How dare you?
I think.
I knew exactly what she meant. Yeah.
That does not sound like her.
It was her. Oh,
it was her, but it doesn't sound like her.
No, what I'm saying, I was a little heavier. But my point is this. I do not. See, my whole thing is, oh, yeah, I'll have a handcrafted IPA and a loaded baked potato. And if you want to cut off a piece of cheesecake, I'm all down with that. I'm not wasting it on the Nilla wafers.
Right.
That's chicken shit to me. Like, why are you eating a whole bag of chips? Come on.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it,
yeah,
go down to the deli and do it right. You know, that's my feeling with all the weird kind of Girl Scout cookies that are just the plain cake ones or something. Like, oh no, because that's all the bad and not so much good. If we're gonna do it, let's do it right. Get that hot fudge sundae cart that's rolling in first class, right, Drew?
Oh yes. And to Brandon's question, you know, which is worse, the meat or the heavy weight? I mean, which, you know, having weight around your middle causes cancer, being metabolic syndrome causes cancer, excess weight causes cancer. So, you know, which is worse, which is better, what's the risk profile of each? Almost impossible to say.
All right, but I'll tell you what's not impossible. ZipRecruiter, man, that's where you want to go. Hiring, every business needs great people. And a better way to find them, ZipRecruiter, built a platform that finds the right candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 1 day. How about those numbers, man?
Yeah.
The right candidates are out there. You just got to find them with ZipRecruiter. That's how you go down and track them down. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter free. You just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. How could it hoit, as Drew's people would say. Try it out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com and find out all about live shows. And you can check out the live VR podcast at AdamCarolla.com. We filmed in virtual reality 360. You figure out what it's like to be on stage. The excitement of being on stage with Adam Carolla when he performs a live podcast. It's funny. I tried a little harder because there was a camera next to me the whole time.
Good.
They should make one out of styrofoam.
Did you see it afterwards? Do you see it afterwards? You've seen the footage? No. Okay.
Why would I?
I'm just wondering somebody's going to.
Yeah.
You get involved in the editing, I know. So
You go to Chassis and check out many offerings we have. Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. Check out the family pods. Dr. Drew podcast, Bertha Madras from Harvard Medical School. Interesting pod. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
So, and check out Reasonable Doubt, me and Mark Garagus. That's right. Next show, there's a tweet, I think, that Dr. Drew wants to get into.
Yes, next A&D show, we're going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. But you can check out me and Mark Garagus and Reasonable Doubt at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Leave a rate and review, please. Thank you. Until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.